But Rumi started in another way. He said, there is this grocery, green grocery, I don't know, grocery is the word. And it had a parrot. That was enough, right? So the rest of the story, but no. Two verses to describe the parrot. Why? We know this parrot is silly. Why does it deserve to have to be described like that? Look at the description. How is this parrot?
Sweet.
This parrot, first of all, yes, it's sweet talking inside because it's very lovely. And it's green. Why the parrot is green? Because the parrot normally is multicolored, not, but it is green. Okay. And it's talking. Talking is not the thing that this imitating bird does. But here it's talking. Let's see. It's very smooth talker. And it's green. Do you know anyone green? Yes? The prophet green means ever growing. Isn't that talkative spot in your intelligence ever growing and becoming more talkative? Then what is this thinking in your brain is doing, really? Is safeguarding your shop, your business, isn't it? So it is the guardian of the shop. Then what? Then it does something else. We'll be very cleverly making jokes, making anecdotes, and connecting with the people. We know that the normally parrot doesn't do that. Rumi, see, this is the kind of parrot you have in the ear. That talkative one in you, first of all, will take care of the business of you. Because it's there to make friends just for the business. I don't know, it's quite translatable, that nocte. Nocte comes from nocte. Nocte, you know what it is.
Point.
That little point, right? Making a point is nocte. So he was making a point with every businessman. So does your brain. You deal with everyone. You handle them properly. Then, in addressing human being, it would speak. Isn't it what your brain does? And he was very good at what? Talking with other parrots. Because that thinking in me, what's thought in that one in your brain? This is what it is. The parrot is in me. Is talkative, means my thought. About what? The business? Making a point with the business people, of course. And ever growing. This is the parrot. Then, yes.
In the commentaries, Nicholson says he's actually frightened away by, there's some lines in some of the versions that it's actually a cat or something that springs at him and frightens him. And that's why he flies up and hits the rose oil. Have you?
Yes. Yes, there is that version, but doesn't change that much.
No.
Because we want to pay attention to the second mistake it does. The first one is simple. And that cat version has some difficulties in it. Because suddenly the cat plays a role that in here we are not talking about anything but bird, thought. The flying stuff now. Then, Peter.
Its master came from the direction of his house and seated himself on the bench at his ease, as a merchant does. He saw the bench was full of oil and his clothes greasy. He smote the parrot on the head. made bald by the blow. For some few days, it refrained from speech. The greengrocer, in repentance, heaved deep sighs, tearing his beard and saying, "Alas, the sun of my prosperity has gone under the clouds. Would that my hand had been broken at that moment. How did I strike on the head of that sweet-tongued one?" He was giving presents to every dervish that he might get back the speech of his bird. After 3 days and 3 nights, he was seated on the bench, distraught and sorrowful, like a man in despair, showing the bird every sort of marvel that maybe it would begin to speak. Meanwhile, a bareheaded dervish, clad in a jawlak, passed by with a head hairless as the outside of bowl and basin. Thereupon the parrot began to talk, screeched at the dervish and said, "Hey fellow, how were you mixed up with the bald, old bald pate?"
Okay, one word here is missing, which is very important. I cannot wait. Because actually he translated the meaning. What one word is missing over there? The word, maybe you understand it when I pronounce it. Amadan dar gof tutiyan zaman bang bar darvish zad chon aqilan. Suddenly the parrot will start to talk and will talk like intelligent people. Suddenly, intelligently, he will talk. We know that he will say a crazy stuff. Everybody will laugh. But suddenly, he is talking like intelligent people because that's what it mimics. Then,
"How were you mixed up with the bald, oh bald pate? Did you then spill oil from the bottle?" The bystanders laughed at the parrot's inference, because it deemed the wearer of the frock to be like itself. "Do not measure the actions of holy men by yourself, for share and sheer are similar in writing."
Okay, what does that mean? Suddenly, who is talking here? The last verse. Rumi himself. He made a point of this story and he stopped to tell you something. If we want to understand what Rumi means, we have to be careful how he's talking. He made a point with a little story. It was simple. We understood it. The parrot is silly. He did some silly thing. And he received an unexplainable, stupid reaction from the grocer. Right? So he's confused and he cannot talk anymore. Suddenly, by seeing the scene, he became talkative, like the intelligent people. He said, "What? He said, what? You two? You played with the jar of the oil, maybe." And everybody laughed. Everybody laughed at the comparison, qiyas. And comparison, we remember, is basic of logic. Mantek or logic is based on comparison. If we have something unique, we cannot compare it with something else, we don't understand it. So the brain compares. Okay? That was the story. Simple story. Over. Then what did it say with Rumi? You tell me. You were here? Not from the book. You heard it. What did he say? Suddenly Rumi stops talking about the story, turns around and says, you, do not compare the action of the saints with your action. Means I brought this story not to laugh at the parrot, to learn that you compare. You remember? I said, a man, for you, then I brought a name. You do the same. You think this is a man. But the name I choose is the name of a saint. You think he is a man. Therefore, you think that you know what's behind his thinking, you know what's behind his intention, and a lot of stuff.